He speaks of two Amazon rivers being portrayed and the Andes being shown despite not yet being known. There's two Amazons because mistakes get made in old maps, especially when using multiple source maps. These do actually look fairly compelling, including the island of Marajó at the mouth of the river. Hancock says that these are the Falkland Islands, and I have to agree that that's a pretty strong resemblance. He claims that the rocks of St. Peter and St. Paul are portrayed by these here larger islands. Maybe the islands are pretty much in the right spot. Overall, these maps, and others I will mention shortly, seem to show things they should not. So what are the arguments against these? Now, usually they're based on discrepancies, such as the extreme difference in size and orientation on the Orontius Finius map, or they'll attribute it to chance, finding other areas that match the coastlines of Brazil or Australia or the like in order to place the map in a different context and disregard the anomalous bits. Now, the first of these is understandable, but it's also used both ways. For example, this island here, Hancock nowadays claims is Bimini, but the mainstream consensus is this island is Cuba mingled with Japan, so its size, shape, and orientation have changed on the map.